This week, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marked the sixth year of what many describe as his embattled presidency in the country. Maduro, who currently faces tough economic sanctions by the United States and its world's allies, is accused by the opposition of sticking to political power through a sham re-election. Critics claim hyperinflation, skyrocketing prices, food and medicine shortages, as well as national currency devaluation, are some of the main economic aspects of the Maduro era. Likewise, they allege that Maduro has brought about poverty to the population, as the country's oil industry is on the verge of collapse due to government's negligence.
The country's oil production is presently at its lowest level ever because of Maduro's mistaken economic policies. That's a disgrace for an oil-dependent country as Venezuela.
Nonetheless, Maduro has followers who defend his administration.
Venezuela's oil problems are caused by U.S. economic sanctions, and the truth is that Maduro is taking all kind of legal and economic actions to protect our nation against the U.S. abuse.
Also in the political arena, Maduro's leadership causes extreme controversy. While the opposition calls him a dictator, his supporters claim he firmly stands for democracy.
Dictatorship reigns in Venezuela these days because many opposition parties are banned from elections. The Electoral Council is biased toward the government.
Maduro is a democratic leader because he has a majority of voters. Some opposition parties simply refuse to run in the presidential election because they were afraid of losing.
While critics say Maduro has led the country into a political and economic crisis, his supporters believe he is the brave leader who is protecting Venezuela's sovereignty and independence against foreign plots. Jesus Silva, Press TV, Caracas.